Hi, it's Reverend Paul Slatkis. Thank you for tuning in. 3 o'clock here on the Upper West Side here in New York, inside my home. And I hope you're inside your home as well. That's the opportunity for us to all become the safest, is to have our social distancing and be wise overall in general as much as we can. And do the best we can under these conditions, which are not easy for anybody. A lot of stress and strain, and it comes out in many different ways. So we need to be quite wise and cognizant, as they would say, aware that, you know, our conversations with others might not be the normal way that we conduct ourselves. Many things might have an effect. You might be on the phone trying to make something happen. You might be, I was out a couple hours trying to wire some money and I got all frustrated. I, you know, usually very kind and loving and caring. But at the end, I just said, you know, I can't do this anymore. So it's not like me, but that was after 2 hours. So I think that what's important right now is to be aware, right? It's always about education. It's about your conscience, actually. And we just did the International Day of Conscience broadcast, which you can go to, which is very wise, on Monday, the April 5th, the United Nations International Day of Conscience. So I wanted to start off because, unfortunately, here in the New York area, we've had many, many deaths. So I've been reading the St. Francis of Assisi prayer almost every day. Because as a reverend, that's what I do. I also offer as a reverend, hello, Robert, to be able to do any kind of virtually, legally ordainedly, because I am, to officiate any kind of a ceremony. You want to get married now? I'm sure we can figure a way to. We can do it virtually. I think we got to just get some rules, some documentation. If you want me to oversee a funeral, renew your vows, might be a nice time right now. Have a conversation with me. Just get in touch with me, all right? It's to be my honor to help out the best I can. I love you dearly. We have some, these are some marriages that I've performed over the years. I've done many, many. I've done many ceremonies. I've done virtual, actually I did a virtual funeral. And so it's, we can do it. Everybody's Zooming, everybody's duoing, and we'll do whatever we got to do anywhere in the world. So if I can help out, that's my mission. Hello, Robert. Okay. What does peace mean to you? So we're going to read from, St. Francis of Assisi. You know, we're in between the, Passover holiday, the, Palm Sunday, Easter. And from this Italian saint, St. Francis of Assisi, the peace saint. Hello, Christopher. We're going to read some of his most renowned poetry because I feel it applies and I do share with actually those that have lost somebody. Okay, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoning, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. And we say our women as well. And we say that because, why not? Because some people don't understand that amen does, in many minds, include women. It's man. It's the species of man. But it doesn't matter. The point is that women and man and dogs and cats and tulips, we're all part of the Om, we're part of Namaste. I'd be happy and honored if I can conduct any kind of a ceremony for you that's going to make your life a little easier. Okay, here we go. I've been hacked into a bit here in the sense of something, pop-ups. Maybe somebody knows how to get rid of these pop-ups. Call me later. I would appreciate it. So what we're doing is we are listing our shows that we do here on Facebook Live over here. And I hope that if you missed one, you can come here or you can go to our Facebook feed. We made a podcast out of it as well. And we're cleaning that up to begin with. You know, a lot of deaths have occurred here in New York. I think it was 799 yesterday. It's a tough one. It's a tough one. In England, 900. We prayed. We'll continue to pray for everybody. Let's take a moment to try to settle ourselves, especially after something like that, with our good friend Claire Diab. Claire is Deepak Chopra's yogi, my yogi, and she really always has something wise to say.
And finally, we have alternate nostril breathing. Just close your eyes for a moment and bring your attention to the area around your brain. Alternate nostril breathing nourishes and strengthens the right and left hemispheres of your brain. Just notice how you feel. This helps in decision making. The right side of the brain is the creative side. The left side is the logical side. And I know in your work, it is so important to be creative and logical at the same time. This breath will help with that and can be done anytime, morning, noon, or night. And actually, this breath is just as important as rhythmic breathing and sounding breath. They're all important. Okay, so with alternate nostril breathing, you want to bring your right hand up and bring your ring and small finger in toward the palm, middle and index finger together. Okay, so what we want to do now is with the right hand up, I'll just turn to the side here. You cover the right nostril like this, and you inhale left nostril. Now cover the left nostril. Both nostrils are shut. And you want to raise your thumb, exhale right nostril, inhale right nostril, cover and hold. Both nostrils are shut. Then bring the ring and small finger in, exhale left nostril, that completes around. Inhale left nostril, cover and hold. Both nostrils are shut. Raise your thumb, exhale right nostril, inhale right nostril, cover and hold. Exhale left nostril, and let's start another round. Inhale left nostril, close your eyes, awareness at your brain. Exhale right nostril, inhale right nostril, cover and hold. Exhale left nostril. Inhaling left nostril, cover and hold. Exhale right nostril. Inhale right nostril, cover and hold. Exhale left nostril. Bring your hands down, keep your eyes closed, and notice how you feel. Notice how your brain feels.
Hi, Susan.
This is a very powerful technique, and actually will make your eyes sparkle and shine.
You tell them, Claire.
Opening your eyes. Those are the five breathing techniques. Belly breathing, sounding breath, breath of fire, rhythmic breathing, and then alternate nostril breathing. So practice these and then do each one for 1 minute in the morning upon waking. Again, sitting at your table in the kitchen or dining room, sitting at the side of your bed, and enjoy. You'll notice a big difference in the way that you look and how you feel and how you live your life. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Claire. She's just a sweetheart. All right, so as I said, this is on our website. It's right here. You got the 45-minute show, and breathing is the heart of yoga, the pranayama. And stress and all the pain and suffering, it's all about the respiratory concerns at this moment. So please take a moment to listen to Claire and utilize her wisdom and share it with others. All right, that's what it is. All we are is what we are with each other, said Zio. So I'm going to go to our Woodstock movie because we have some good things here, and I said that we would we would share a little bit of it. So we're just, this is a 2 hour and 15 minute documentary that we put together for the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. However, I had started this project in 1989 with Richie Havens by doing the 20th anniversary of Woodstock in Times Square. And so we have that footage as part of this movie, woodstockforever.org. You can go to, the name of the movie is Woodstock Forever, Peace, Love, and Hope. And what I have done is accumulated content that we have felt is appropriate for peace, love, and hope. And this segment is where we just finished Matilda Cuomo. We just finished talking about peace in the family and her commentary with the conversation with the Pope. And then we showed some music, Aquarius, Barbara Streisand, and Pink. All right. And all right, we got a little more music. I stopped with this yesterday because this is war. We no more war. Because that is a pain. It's a virus. It's a mental virus. Here we go. This guy says it better than me. So I ask people to say, what is this song? Peace. This tune. Peacekeepers. I'll be honest, this is my high school, Ratman versus Bobbin. The bar we used to drink and play music. Ratman versus Bobbin. What can I tell you?
Two men are not ignoring this degeneration of the generation. Two men are not sitting idly by while the youth goes to pot. Two men are unafraid to tackle the tremendous task of cleaning up the city. One, wealthy millionaire Todd Wayne, head of the Wayne Estate, Wayne Manor, the Wayne Fund, and Wayne Newton, and his faithful companion, Robert Grayson. They are better known as the dynamic duo, the gruesome twosome, Ratman and Bobbin, the boy blunder.
Okay, we'll go one more time. Greed and fear of loss are the roots.
From the Galactic Republic. Our ship crashed a few miles away and one of us is fairly badly injured. We need your help.
Violence breeds violence. Jedi are no peacekeepers.
We're fighting for freedom.
And freedom and peace require fear and death. We colonized this system to find solace from your wretched war. We came here to find peace. You must leave. We'll only destroy what small amount of peace is left in the galaxy. You will only bring the destruction of us.
Regardless of the Clone Wars and our party men, we still need your help.
I'm afraid I must do what's best for my people. We cannot have that.
Please, can you at least give us some medical supplies? My friend is dying.
Sound familiar?
I cannot ignore a plea for help. I will send my son, Bob Cho, to help your friend. He is a hero, but only one Jedi may go with him. The other must stay. As I'm sure you wouldn't want a surprise attack on your village or the kidnapping of our only hero.
So,
Okay, my grandson. Mwah! All right. You know what? Give him his due. He was kind enough to say yes.
I've asked many people what is peace mean.
I love him
so much. What does peace mean to you?
Peace means doing one act of random kindness, and then the next person that you did it to will pass it on and on and on.
That's a good thing.
Can you connect me with something called Woodstock?
Okay, so Woodstock Ventures. We got a little bit of the movie. They actually helped with that, the movie, by our good friend Phil, taking my car and Ang Lee up to Woodstock. All right, I think we did what we had to do here in town inside. We're going to go out and just see what's left here of the magnolia tree. Well, it's raining. That's okay. This is a phone that can take rain, they say. So you see the rain has done in the magnolia a little bit. I thought I would go over here, though. These usually are in one of my flower beds. This one says sad, and that is what we are. We are sad. So it's 7 o'clock if you want to join us. We hear bang pans and pots and yell out the window and do respect of the heroes that are helping here and public servants. And we appreciate them so much, all public servants worldwide. This is a shad tree starting to bloom. Shad are spawning, that means in the Hudson River. Nature, Museum of Natural History up the street. That guy snuck down. All right, okay, so thank you. We're gonna do just a couple more things and appreciate the wonderfulness of being together. This is our good buddy, Robert Ferenza with the Hugga Planet. So if anybody wants, these are great for being at home and playing with. And Hugga Planet has been a good friend for so many years. In fact, he just told me that this one is solar tracking. So that where the sun is where that will turn to. What we also do, and thank you, Robert, for this as well. He's given me these globes. These are not, this is the blue marble, the most famous from Apollo 17. If you pay taxes, you paid for these. And we on the back of them, we have our business card. This is our business card. Compassion. He has a lot of good things. Honor. This is what this guy's all about, actually. Orderliness. Yeah, he's organized. Okay. Caring. Yep, that's him. Consideration. Oh, my God. Trust. Love is the answer. You are loved. Okay, everybody, make sure you're taking care of whatever your unemployment's, your, if you have a company, you're dealing with that as well. And that you're planning on peace. May peace prevail on earth. Bob Newhart over there. And, good. See, here, it's Hug a Planet Earth. So, hugaplanet.com, that's my buddy, Robert. Don't forget, if you go out to clean your mask with a good solvent as well, and wear glasses, that's a good idea. Soon we'll be out there in at the beach enjoying ourselves. We did want to make a mention to the Five Star Diamond Award and a good thanks at our Peace Day party event in Times Square. Joe Cinque was kind enough in the American Academy of Hospitality Sciences to honor us. And we wanted to thank him for that. They're good people and good friends, and we're doing a lot of work out of there as well. And they've done a lot of work since 1949, when actually this guy over here, Frank Sinatra, started the Academy and the Five Star, and then Joe took it over from there. So it's been a wonderful organization that continues to do good in the world. And our president was the chairman for many years, which has helped him know a lot of people. And I think that that's a good thing, by far. Because knowing people and getting things done the best you can is what we need, by far. All right, so now I like to always go to the Louise Hayes commentary. I express love and gratitude for all I have learned and all I have accomplished. I look forward with joyous anticipation to each new day of my life. All is well in my world. Okay, so for better or for worse, we're dealing with our scenario the best I can. We can, I can, you can, everybody can. All right, let's play. I'm going to play a song. I was going to play a little saxophone, but I don't think I'm going to do that right now. That's a hard day because when so many people pass. Thank you. Ole. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate you listening, watching. May peace be with you. Go to our website, goodnewsplanet.tv. Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Catherine. And if you have anything you want to share, you're welcome. This comment opportunity is a good thing, I think. You're welcome to, as they say, to share whatever you have that you feel is appropriate. I love you all. And once again, if anybody needs to speak to somebody, if anybody needs to, it's a good time to renew a vow with somebody, maybe a marriage vow, I can do it. I'm ordained. I can do it anywhere in the world, virtually. That would give me a big honor to be helpful in that way. So I'm here for you. And soon, eventually, we'll get through this in big days, wild and something fun. And just for all of us, we'll just get through it and be wiser next time on how to deal with these kinds of things. But remember, you know, this is not the first time. We have something on the website, 1720, 1820, another plague, 1920, another plague. So we still got to be dedicated to nothing in the sense of do nothing. Doing nothing is a big deal. It always is a big deal. Actually, if you do nothing, you're doing peace because you're not bothering anybody. You're not doing anything. You're just doing your thing, hopefully. And that'll keep us all safer, as they say. And in the world, you know, it's all good, too. So let's think about everybody. Let's take a moment, actually, to think about all the people worldwide who actually are suffering right now. It's not just this pandemic. We all know that. There's little kids that can't get a glass of fresh water right now. And there's millions that are trying to help. So we're going to stay optimistic, and we're going to resolve these things. The world's going to continue on, and we're going to be fine. Okay? Human beings, man or amen, our women, have always been strong. We're still here, right? So, and the good news is we'll take care of this. Our hearts go out for those that are passing or in suffering, here and everywhere. Our hearts should be out every day for those that are suffering. Okay, I'm going to play just one more thing just for the fun of it. Thank you, everybody. Be safe. We love you dearly. Bye-bye.